This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Tuesday. We'll talk to the Dodgers manager, Dave Roberts, get his thoughts on the new rule changes. The Atlanta Falcons have released Marcus Mariota. You know, you start to look at Mariota's career in the NFL and Jameis Winston's career. They went 1-2, and they both had a couple of good years. So I don't know, do you get, we used to label these quarterbacks bust. I don't know if we do that as much anymore. You know, Mitchell Trubisky, was he a bust? He didn't re-sign with his team. He didn't get the second contract with the Bears. Jameis didn't get that. Marcus Mariota didn't get that. And if you're taken up that high, you know, Zach Wilson right now looks like a bust. Trey Lance, not quite sure, but could be headed in that direction. But I just remember the NFL is loaded with busts when you look back. And sometimes you were a good quarterback, went to a bad team, and they threw you into the fire right away, and you never recovered. Because I always thought David Carr was more talented than Derek Carr. But David played for a bad team. He got sacked more times than any other quarterback in the history of the sport, I think, his first 3 years in the NFL. I think he got sacked at least 60 times all 3 years. And he never was able to emerge as, you know, a really good quarterback, which I thought he was. I thought he had tremendous potential there. But you have these quarterbacks, they're taken now. You know, Jared Goff, was he going to be a bust? He went to the Super Bowl. Well, they traded up to get him, and now he played great for the Lions. And now, I don't know if they take a quarterback, but, you know, Geno Smith, with these mock drafts, this is where a mock draft does a disservice to a player. Because Geno Smith was number one, and then he didn't go in the first round. Therefore, he was already a bust because he didn't go in the first round. He wasn't the first quarterback taken. And then he eventually got his chance with Seattle. So can you label him a bust if he's had this kind of comeback there? It's tricky at that position. And it used to be, not too long ago, where a team would draft a quarterback and then have him watch at least for a year. Carson Palmer did this. You know, Mahomes did this with Alex Smith. Phillip Rivers did this, that we're going to hold you back for a year. Now, Aaron Rodgers, it was 3 years, but he had Brett Favre in front of him. But these quarterbacks now, it's we put you in there. You got to play right away. And that's, you know, a lot of these quarterbacks aren't wired the way Mahomes is and some of these other ones that come in after 1 year where they're watching. Or they come in right away. But a lot of these quarterbacks are playing in pro-style offenses starting in high school and calling their plays at the line of scrimmage. They're getting indoctrinated earlier and earlier. Therefore, the transition, and a lot of quarterbacks will tell you, when you get into the league, just processing. How quickly do I process all of this? Here's the play, line of scrimmage. I'm seeing coverage. Do I change the play? and then going through your progressions. That's really hard because Steve Young said this to me many, many times. When he first started with the Niners, because he played in Tampa Bay, played in the USFL, and he was able to rely on just his athleticism, his ability to run. He said, I'd get, you know, with the West Coast offense, and, you know, Bill Walsh would say, go through your progressions. Well, Steve would look one way, and if Jerry Rice wasn't open, he took off and ran. And he said, that was my progression. But once he learned to go, that's not there, that's not there, that's not there, or that is there, and you have to do that in a span of about 3 seconds, that's where you go from, I got it. And you know, athletes always talk about the game slowing down. Well, they slow it. It slows down for them because they've seen everything. You know, all you do is take snapshots as an athlete. Like, I've been in this position before. I've guarded this player. I've taken this shot. They're just snapshots in your memory. And that Rolodex, like, okay, game on the line. I'm gonna take this shot from the wing, or I'm gonna try to beat this guy. Whatever it might be. And the same with quarterbacks. They famously talk about how it slows down. It's still the same speed, but in your mind, you're able to slow it down. And that's where you see these quarterbacks go from being good to really good to great. And, you know, we have the combine. I don't know if any of these quarterbacks are great quarterbacks. Will Levis, I know Mel Kiper loves him, but he loves him because he plays the position how Mel wants his quarterback to play the position, drop back passer. Whereas, you know, Bryce Young is not that. Anthony Richardson is not that. But, you know, C.J. Stroud, I would just, you know, cue up the tape. C.J. Stroud, Ohio State against Georgia. That's what I would just say, here you go. Tell me what you think about my abilities here. Because he could be the best quarterback in the draft. He's probably the best pure passer in the draft, according, you know, to an NFL scout. But we don't talk about his athleticism. Look at what he did against Georgia. Best defense in America. He didn't seem intimidated. Yeah, Marv.
I just wanted to see if we could play a game. Ooh. During the NFL draft.
Okay.
We drink every time we hear the word intriguing.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh. Okay.
That's a new term.
All right. Like, he intrigues me?
Anthony Richardson, I think we're going to hear the word intriguing or intrigued at least 7 times.
It's an intriguing prospect.
7 times. That's the over-under?
Mm. 6.5 is the over-under.
Oh,
I'm going to say, okay. I'm going to go with the over.
Before he gets drafted. No, even when he gets drafted, because they might say, you know what, Carolina finds him intriguing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't even want to say potential. That's too easy. Intriguing.
Okay.
Throwing intangibles and upside, and we got something.
Yeah. But do we hear player comp Anthony Richardson from Florida?
Pat Mahomes.
Dante Culpepper.
Oh, that's old school.
Dante Culpepper. Before he blew out his knee. Dante Culpepper.
Because it would be really rude to do it after he blew out his knee.
That's true.
Like, he's kind of like a post-knee Dante Culpepper.
Well, somebody gave this comparison. He's they were comparing a quarterback to, who was it? The Georgia quarterback?
A couple years ago?
No. The guy was 25 years. What?
Stetson Bennett?
Stetson Bennett Jr., the third. Somebody compared a quarterback to a younger Stetson Bennett.
They're all younger.
I know. It's like, it reminds me of a younger Stetson Bennett. Yeah, Paulie.
So going back to Marcus Mariota and Jameis Winston, we got to come up with a new term. If you don't get a second contract from your team, that means they didn't extend you, but it doesn't mean you're a bust. Like, Marcus Mariota, he led the Titans to 2 playoff appearances. Right. He had 2 seasons above 500. He was a 500 quarterback there. He had a season where he had 26 touchdowns and 9 picks. His stats are nice with them, and then he kind of cooled off. Jameis Winston never took the Tampa to a playoff appearance, but he had a season with 33 touchdowns. Unfortunately, he also had 30 picks.
Yeah.
His stats are bigger and better, but neither of them are pure busts in that Ryan Leaf, Jamarcus Russell didn't make it to year 3 bust window.
Yeah.
How about not disappointments? I need a better word.
Yeah, Todd.
You're distended instead of extended? Because you were dissed by the team. You didn't get that second deal, so you're distended.
Sounds like a stomach issue.
Yeah. Don't you have that?
I've got a lot of things. You can probably throw that on the list, yeah.
Distended?
That'll happen sometimes. That'll let you know you got some kind of...
IndyCar is back. It all starts on the streets of St. Petersburg. Catch all the action Sunday on NBC and Peacock, home of the Indy 500. Also Peacock, home of the Dan Patrick Show. Very proud to be part of the lineup on Peacock. Download the app and you can stream this program. We could never charge you for it. We say good morning to those on Chat Row and our radio affiliates around the country. LeBron out with a foot injury. Don't know the extent of the injury, but right now they're looking at maybe 2 weeks, which might spell the end of the Lakers' postseason hopes. LaMelo Ball breaks his ankle. He's done. The Hawks have a new coach in Quinn Snyder, only one N, and one N in Quinn. They just go, you know what? Let's leave the second N off Quinn. Just Q-U-I-N.
Save a lot of time.
Yeah, I guess, you know. Like, there's certain people where they just have, like, you know, stop with, like, Todd. I took away one D from Todd one day.
You did do that.
Just T-O-D. Yes, yes.
The new owner of the Suns is Matt with one T.
Yeah. What happened?
Disturbing.
Like, I'd tee him up.
Successful guy, yeah.
Yeah, see what I did with that? See what that?
I like that.
Yeah, did with that?
That was clever.
The NFL Combine is underway, and I mentioned this earlier, but get ready to hear all about Bryce Young and that he is not even 5'11". I think, is he 5'10 and a half? Is that what?
He was listed 6 foot during the regular season at Alabama. Todd McShay, with the height report, put him at 5'10 and a half.
How do you think he got that information? Do you think somebody snuck in and measured him when he was in his bed?
That's good reporting, though.
Or, you know, when you're younger and your mom or dad puts the little pencil mark at the door, you
That's
walk in.
That's the most official measurement you're ever going to get.
I know. We never painted over those little pencil marks at the door. We just left them up. Good stuff. Good times. All right, poll question, final hour there, Seton O'Connor. What are we going to go with?
We have a kind of an odd one. Well, not odd, but a funny one that Paul sent over a little bit before. Which scares me more? Quarterbacks under 5'11", NBA players with foot injuries, or sharks?
I guess you should answer it first.
I go NBA players with foot injuries. That is just, you never hear about that working out well. I'm sure LeBron's going to be okay. He usually is.
Mm.
But sharks can be avoided.
Well, you could put back injury for a golfer.
Okay, good.
And foot injury for a basketball player, that's big. Short quarterback, I'm not a heightist when it comes to my quarterbacks.
Like
they don't have to be. It used to be, oh man, he's 6'5". He looks like he's a quarterback. Nobody ever looks at a quarterback who's, you know, 6 foot and go, man, he looks like a quarterback. It's always, well, he's only 6 feet. And I wonder if what happened to Russell Wilson and maybe Kyler Murray this year, you know, do you cool off a little bit when it comes to these, you know, shorter quarterbacks here? Baker Mayfield. I just want to know, are you accurate, first of all? Can you throw these passes in tight windows? And do you love playing the position? And we brought up Carson Wentz. I don't know if Carson Wentz loves playing football. I think he was really good at it. But you got to love it. You get to a certain age where now it's more of a grind. You made your money. Now you got to almost be reinvigorated and just say, I, you know, this is what I always admired about LeBron. Like every year, you know, it was getting in shape, staying in great shape, and being there. And it wasn't about load management, that he wanted to play. And I think that's, you know, probably because, you know, Michael Jordan wanted to play. And if LeBron's going to be compared to Mike, hey, he played all the time, like Kobe. They didn't do load management. And the NBA has a real problem on their hands with load management. Because maybe, you know, we look at the regular season and it doesn't matter. And teams have had that approach. Go back to the Spurs. Greg Popovich never cared that they had the best record in the NBA, best record in the West. You can have home court advantage. He just wanted to make sure his players were ready for the most important games. Because of the priority we place on winning championships. It's about me winning a championship, not having my guys in every arena in the NBA. And that was his approach. Now, the NBA fined him that time when he didn't bring anybody to Miami, I think, that one time. It's like, who did you bring? You know, Did you let Ice Gervin play in the game? You know, Billy Pault?
I think Gary Neal started that game.
Gary Neal did?
I think so.
That's where you put up a career high, because somebody has to in a situation like that. Yeah, Paul.
I wonder if anyone's ever looked at the NBA ratings overall in the load management era, because in the past 10 years, if you go back 10 years ago, NBA Finals games were at like 20 million plus viewers. Last year, they were at about 12 million plus.
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem like, when I'm looking back at this, you know, chart, it doesn't seem like a coincidence that, I think it's had a cooling effect on the NBA, that you don't know who's going to be on night to night. When you turn on TNT, you're like, well, oh, hey, cool, that guy's playing. When I see, I know Kawhi Leonard's had injuries. I don't think it's load managed with him. But when I see Kawhi play, it's like an eclipse. You know, I'm shocked.
Because there are times when you go, oh, that's right, he's really good.
It appears he has injuries, so I want to be fair to him. But there's a lot of other guys that, someone said it, you can't be more injured now than in the 80s and 90s. We have much better medicine, rest, health, and everything.
Yeah.
So it seems like there's a lot of created
injuries. Yeah, Seton.
I think it's safe to say, though, that no one's load managing during the finals.
No.
So, I mean, like, you're going to tune into the finals. It's pretty much a sure thing that the stars are playing.
Yeah, but, okay, what sport has had the biggest drop-off in viewership when it comes to playing for your championship, your title? I mean, the NFL, every year, it's 100-plus million people watching. College basketball, what March Madness used to be. Even though it's popular, how about the title game as opposed to, you know, 20 years ago?
I'll give you one.
The World Series, look at what those numbers are.
11 years ago, ABC had the Dallas Mavericks, Miami Heat. Now, that's with LeBron. I know that factors in. 24 million people watched Game 6, the final game.
Yeah, but that's LeBron and Dirk Nowitzki.
Right.
Yes. I mean, take LeBron out of it, which is hard to do.
Very hard to do.
I know.
I gotta go back to the 90s.
Yeah. But, you know, baseball had that drop off. I think college basketball with national title games has had a drop off. NBA Finals had a drop-off. It's just football is so big. It's omnipresent there. All right, let me take a break. We'll talk to Dave Roberts, Dodger manager, and we'll be back after this on the Dan Patrick Show. Noticed in the mailroom yesterday, package came in. Seton O'Connor, Panini America.
Yep.
Didn't get to see what was in the box that you got from Panini.
You didn't get to see what was in the box from Panini yet.
Okay. When am I going to see what's in the Panini box?
This week.
This week?
Yes.
I need a little bit more window, tighter window.
You do?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Tomorrow?
Well, it's going to be sometime between now and Friday.
Okay.
It'll happen before Saturday for sure.
Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. You can check out their NFT marketplace at PaniniAmerica.net.
Could happen as early as today.
/blockchain. One-of-a-kind digital cards there. Panini NFT platform. Unique, one-of-a-kind VIP experiences. Panini NFT trading cards. Giving you the opportunity to pull autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, even one-of-one NFTs from every pack. PaniniAmerica.net/blockchain, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Who's this, Marv?
We're going wall-to-wall P-Funk.
Oh, okay.
Wall-to-wall.
All right.
George Clinton should be a billionaire. Just the stuff that's been taken from him or sampled.
Yeah.
He should have like $1 billion.
Career salary, George Clinton?
Working on it.
P-Funk? Parliament. I'm looking at NBA MVP odds, and it's the Joker by a long shot, followed by Joel Embiid, Giannis, Jason Tatum, and Luka Doncic. It's the Joker going back to back to back. How many players in the history of the sport have gone back to back to back MVP? Larry Legend do that?
Correct.
And let's see. Would Michael Jordan did not? Because that's a classic example of we can't vote for Jordan again. Let's give it to Karl Malone. And Karl Malone, they had a great year. I think won like 61 games or something. But then when Barkley got it, we had Jordan fatigue. And now I voted for him every year. Those 6 years. Seven years, I think, I voted for Jordan for MVP. Yeah, Paul.
Wilt Chamberlain had three in a row.
Okay.
Bill Russell had three in a row. Is all NBA. I got Kareem Abdul-Jabbar having 5 in 9 years.
Okay, but not three in a row.
No, he had, you mix in some Dave Cowens, Bob McAdoo, Bill Walton, Mo Malone, but otherwise Kareem owned. Oh, check that, and throw in a Lou Alcindor that I missed. So Kareem had 6 in 10 years?
Dang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
By the way.
Just before the TV era, by the way.
Bill Russell documentary. It's really well done. It's two parts. It's on Netflix. And you get a real good sense of what Bill Russell, the player and the person, went through when he was in Boston. And it's a shame. It's amazing what he was able to do. Imagine being in a town that didn't really want you there. And they would, his daughter, they would talk about that there were raccoons in the neighborhood because the garbage can always got knocked over. And Bill Russell went out and got a gun. And he said, we didn't have any more raccoons because people were knocking over garbage cans. Didn't want him in the house. I think he got the key to a town, but then people didn't want him to live there. But he got the key to this area that he lived in the Boston area. But what he stood for, and I mean, that's why when you look at the NBA with stats, and, you know, Hakeem Olajuwon is as good as anybody at blocking shots. You know, Mark Eaton was great. And there's quite a few, Dikembe Mutombo down through the years. Nobody blocked more shots than Bill Russell did. Because they weren't even keeping those stats. Bill would say, you know, I'd have 15 blocks in a game. And if you watch the highlights, guys would be putting up shots. He'd block it. God, put it up again. He'd block it. He could have 3 blocks on one possession sometimes. But what he endured, his family endured, and what he stood for, and, you know, they have a lot of archival footage of him at home as a dad and just assembling that team. Do you realize that the Celtics got Bill Russell because the owner of the Celtics said, I think he owned the Ice Capades, and he said to the owner, hopefully I'm getting this right, the Rochester Royals, do not take Bill Russell with your draft pick, and I will send the Ice Capades up to your city, Rochester, like once a year or something. And the Rochester Royals didn't draft Bill Russell. Red Auerbach, you know, manipulated that. So Red, if you look at what Red did, he drafted Larry Bird a year early. Nobody knew you could do that. He made the trade, Joe Barry Carroll, to Golden State and got Robert Parrish and then drafted Kevin McHale. And then the trade that got them Bill Russell got that draft pick. I mean, amazing. Three moves that are legendary. Well, you get Hall of Famer. So you get, Russell, greatest winner of all time. Bird, one of the top 10 players. McHale and Parrish are Hall of Famers. And he got all of those by, making moves, outsmarting everybody. Yeah, Paul.
They almost had Len Bias with that trade. Yeah. They traded in 84, the Celtics traded Gerald Henderson, a nice shooting guard, to Seattle, and that pick turned out to be Len Bias.
Yeah.
And the Celtics were coming off a season where they won the title, and they would have added Len Bias to be off the bench.
And that would have allowed Bird, McHale, and Parrish to do a little less and extend their careers. You also had Reggie Lewis. They were ready for the next wave, and then they lost both Reggie and Len Bias. Yeah, Paul.
NBA Films, a couple of researchers went to work a few years ago. This is just a year ago, and tried to look at blocks from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Now, this is inexact science, but they took games of Bill Russell from the Celtics where they had the entire game on film.
Yeah.
And during the 100 games that they looked at, he averaged 8.1 blocks per game. And they said that is a very fair sample size, 100 games. They also did the same thing with Wilt Chamberlain, and Wilt averaged 8.8 blocks per game in the over 100 games that they looked at for Wilt Chamberlain.
Yeah. It's sort of like sacks with the NFL that they didn't start keeping until, 1982. But with blocks, I can't imagine that anybody had more blocks than Russell or Wilt. Certainly Russell, because Wilt wasn't as much a defensive-minded center until later in his career when he played with Jerry West and Gail Goodrich. He focused on rebounding and block shots. But, as far as Bill Russell, that's what Bill did. And when you watch Russell, he wasn't a good scorer, didn't have a good shot, but he just had this innate ability to be able to block your shot, intimidate you, and just the quickness, the timing of it. And even going to San Francisco, he went to San Francisco. I think that was the only school that offered him a scholarship. And he became one of the greatest college basketball players of all time. And that's a player where he kept getting better and better as he got older. And then he became a player coach. I think he won two titles as a player coach.
How does that work? How much time do you put yourself in the game if you're a player coach?
I don't know.
Because if you put yourself in, like, man, we're losing by 12. You're the reason you're losing by 12 because you're the coach. But then I want to put me in to fix it.
Yeah. Well, that team was veteran-laden. Everybody. Sam Jones, one of the more underrated players in the history of the sport. Sat Sanders. Casey Jones. You had Havlicek. Heinsohn. They had Hall of Famers on that roster. And they were Hall of Famers because they won titles. And then you had Red, who was, a mastermind. Yeah, Paul.
We should bring back the player coach in the NBA. You should hire a guy who's
LeBron's done it a couple of places.
Basically. But imagine going in the locker room and tearing apart the locker room. You're also wearing a jersey and shorts. You guys are terrible.
I don't know how much coaching Bill Russell did.
But he was officially the head coach.
Yes.
His last 2 years.
Yeah, player coach.
He averaged 12 points and 18 rebounds as player coach.
Yeah. But he wasn't a scorer. Anything he got, he didn't have a good shot at all. It was really bad when he got to the NBA. But he had this ability, wonderful team player. And didn't care because Cousy was the star. Cousy was the best player in the world. Back then it was Cousy. And then they got Bill Russell. So it was always, Cousy's team, even when Bill Russell was there. It took a while before it became Bill Russell's team. But the documentary is wonderful. And I've talked about this. Bill is the only great player of all time that I didn't see. Now, I didn't see Bob Pettit, or George Mikan, and Bill Russell. But everybody else, of all those great players back in the early 70s, those were the guys I got to see them in person. At least one time to see them play in a game. But I didn't get to see Bill Russell. Yeah, Seton.
Sorry, this is completely changing topics.
Oh.
But I was just watching this video on Twitter that somebody put together, a dude named Rob Friedman. And they have Landon Knack, you know, pitcher for the Dodgers.
Yeah.
He throws an entire half inning this year in the same time that last year Pedro Baez threw one pitch.
I'll look at it during the break. Now,
it's an extreme example.
Okay.
But that is crazy. He threw an entire half inning in the time it took another pitcher last year, I think last year, to the time to take one pitch.
Is Dave Roberts with us?
He is.
Okay. Dave, can you hear me?
I can. How you doing, Dan?
I'm good. Good. Let me give the full intro here. The LA Dodgers manager, Dave Roberts. Oh, he took off the hat. Looking good there.
Yeah, you know what? The hair's trying to come through a little bit, yeah.
Have you had it long before?
I have. Back in high school, I was known by many as sort of El DeBarge. so the long hair, the fuzzy mustache, and then the hair coming out of the back of the helmet. Joe Montana was my favorite player, so as a former quarterback, I wanted the hair, so it was just a bad, bad look.
I always wanted Fred Biletnikoff hair, the Raiders wide receiver, because he I don't think he had much on top, but it came out of the back of his helmet, and I was like, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That's why I sort of went Joe Montana, you know? It just kind of, it looked cool, the curls coming out of the back of the helmet.
Have you met Montana?
I have not. I had a chance to meet Jerry Rice and Steve Young last year up in San Francisco, but I'd never had a chance to meet the great Joe Montana.
Help me understand how you get your team together to get them acclimated with the new rules and, you know, pitching, hitting, shifts, all of the size of the bases. Do you have a seminar, a PowerPoint with your team?
I think what we've done is we have a morning meeting every day in spring training, and pretty much every day, every other day, we have, Bob Guerin kind of talks about the rules, and we get feedback, we get dialogue with our players. And I really like that, you know, as football players, they get in like that classroom setting. And so I think that, so we have video, some PowerPoint, and just kind of really trying to belabor the rules, the points, and how we can adjust, because it is an adjustment, you know, the pitch clock for hitters. They seem a little sped up, understanding how pitchers can use it to their advantage, the bases, the non-shifting, and all that stuff, the little intricacies of the rules that I think the more we talk about it and players talk about it, it only kind of cements more and lands better.
Well, it feels like the pitchers might have a little bit more of an advantage because they can control the at-bat far more than the hitter can. It used to be the hitter could step out, adjust, all of that, pitchers waiting. Now it feels like the pitcher has a little bit more control. Do you agree?
The pitcher does. And the pitcher does have more control. It's going to be a tougher adjustment for the hitter. And I think Max Scherzer, a couple days ago, guys were talking about how he had the baseball ready to go. And then once you get ready to go, and then whether out of the full windup, the stretch, you can hold the ball. And so as a pitcher, that's an advantage. Hitters hate pitchers holding the baseball, messing up their timing. And pitchers, like hitters, like rhythm. And so most guys don't practice the holding of the baseball to then deliver a pitch. So those are things that if you can kind of tighten stuff like that up and get familiar with it, it could really be an advantageous to the pitcher.
What can you take advantage of as a manager this year with these new rules?
I think, honestly, I can take advantage of more time with my family, more time to drink wine because shorter games. But with respect to the game of baseball, I think it's just more of the low-hanging fruit is just educating our players, because I think that the more you get familiar and talk about it, it becomes commonplace. So I don't think there's one thing that we can sort of game. You just got to be really you know, you got to just prepare your players much. So I don't think there's anything, you know, that we can sort of game.
It was a little over a year ago when we had you on. It was March 24th, and you made your prediction. Here is how it sounded with the Dodger manager, Dave Roberts. The Dodgers will win the World Series if
we play a full season and there is a postseason.
Wait.
We are winning the World Series in 2022.
So,
but I know where you're going with that.
No,
we're winning the World Series this year. Put it on.
Okay. Put it on record.
And you know what? And that's fair. But what you did do is you did cut up my caveat of having if our starting pitching stays healthy. So I understand what you just did there. So
I can play. I'm on the pitch clock right now. I wanted to.
Hey, it's media. I get it, Dan. I'm not going to say we're going to win the World Series in 2023. I still believe that. I really do. And I don't think there's a manager that has a really, really competitive team that doesn't feel that way. Our guys feel that way.
Yeah,
so
but I didn't have a problem. I would hope that
I
you
didn't
would.
Either.
Everybody else did. Oh, yeah, you guaranteed a World Series. And I mean, like, if I'm managing the Dodgers, yeah, we're going to win the World Series. And we should have that mindset starting now. And I don't have a problem. If you said, I don't think we're going to win the World Series, you know, that's news saying that that we're going to win. Yes, I want that from my manager.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the people that know and that have, you know, understand the sentiment behind that. So we had a heck of a year, but we didn't finish.
Did you get in trouble? Did you get yelled at for that guarantee by anybody?
No, I did not.
Okay.
I'd like to think my days of getting yelled at are over. So, no, I did not.
You'll win the World Series this year if?
We play good baseball throughout October. How about that?
That's not as scalding of a hot take as I would like, but, you know, okay. Just trying to.
I'm sorry to disappoint.
Why don't you think about me, Dave? Why don't you think about me on this show that we could get some publicity?
Yeah, you know, you've done very well for yourself, my friend. And so I did my part last spring. I'm gonna leave it up to another major league manager. How about that?
Do you yell at players?
No, I don't. I think I've just learned, I guess, as a former player, that you know, a lot of times when a manager, a head coach is yelling at a player, I think a little bit they get more satisfaction and than trying to get the message to land with the player. And so I think for me, I've always tried to make it about the player. So we have some tough conversations, but I do it kind of behind the scenes. I never wanted to be embarrassed, and I don't think that anyone ever wants to be embarrassed.
I'm always amazed when I watch a basketball coach who is preaching discipline, but then gets mad and gets animated and starts yelling. I'm thinking, I know with my kids, if I would yell at them or if I would talk to them in a certain voice, the certain voice got through to them. When you start to yell, it's like they tune you out, or you'd give them a look and it's like, no, that's not good. Let's talk about this. They're like, oh boy, I'm in trouble.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, you know, obviously with basketball and football and baseball, the culture is different. And we're playing 162 games and it's a different pace. Granted, this year, the pace of play is going to be a lot quicker, but I'm with you, Dan. It's like the yelling, you start to become it starts to land on deaf ears. And so I think for me, a look and how we go about things, that's something I'm more critical of. And, you know, you got to find a way to make players want to play the right way and put forth the right amount of effort.
It's great to talk to you. And, you know, we were at Giants Stadium in Scottsdale for the Super Bowl. And just letting you know, it was the convenience of it. We had a nice setup there and they gave us the entire stadium. So I did feel like I was cheating on you a little bit. But I will say that, you know, they had T-shirts already made up that had to do with hating the Dodgers in spring
training.
Well,
I appreciate the honesty. I'm still trying to get past that SC banner behind you. I'm just trying to come to grips with that. So I appreciate it.
Wait, I put two kids through school. I deserve something from USC. And I didn't get any discount. You know, it was like full boat. I had to pay for these two.
That's fair. So I'm gonna brag about my daughter who's at Stanford, and I got a son at Loyola Marymount. So I'm almost out of the woods with one, and so I'm gonna be enjoying life once my daughter gets out of school.
Yeah, what Stanford set you back?
I'm gonna say it's. I think my wife does all the billing. I think it's 70K. I think that's. I think that's the low number, probably, right?
You better win the World Series, Dave.
Don't try to circle back on that.
Guaranteed, sort of, they're going to win the World Series. Great to talk to you. Thanks for joining.
All right, Dan, take care, man.
That's Dave Roberts, Dodgers manager. Take a break, back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. Is this your last day with the music?
Man, it's been one hell of a ride, everybody.
It was a good run this month.
It was.
You know, but we're coming up on Marv Madness, and if you want to take a couple of days, you can.
I mean, look, I hope you guys are into Wu-Tang. Yeah. Let's go.
How many songs by Wu-Tang can we play on the show?
Huh?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Seton.
I think that maybe we, I think that we should do, since like we have Meat Fridays, I think we go back to every Friday, Marvin does the cookout playlist. It's a good time.
We could do that.
That's a good time.
And we could do Marv Mondays. If you wanted to.
Paul's going to reject
that. Paul loves alliteration.
Paulie's picnic playlist? Come on. I hate alliteration. I can come up with it.
Yeah. Jeff in Detroit. Hi, Jeff. What's on your mind today?
Hey, what up, though? One time for Chad Rowland. Standing in at 5'5" since I was 13 years old, Dan. All height matters, my brother. All height matters. I swear. Hey, listen. You guys were talking about George Clinton. He made me realize that you could cry and be happy at the same time when he described the mothership landing. Now, this was a whole production, dude. It was like the spaceship would come, land in the middle of the stage, and they actually had an onstage villain named Sir Nose, devoid of funk, that could not dance until the end of the concert, where he was breaking it down. It was the most amazing thing my father said he had ever seen before. And me seeing them a little bit later, you know, they had lost it a little bit, but you could still see the magic there, man. It was something else to see.
All right. Well, thank you, Jeff. Hey, you unearthed something there, Jeff, in Detroit by playing George Clinton. Atomic Dog, Chase the Cat. this day in sports history, Paulie.
Sure thing, Dan. 1940, the first televised college basketball game was shown. Anybody want to take a guess who were the two teams that played at Madison Square Gardens? Gardens back then.
Gardens. Fordham?
Correct. Bloop. And a non-New York team, but in the... not too close.
Wait. NYU?
No, outside of New York City. Quite outside.
I thought they had a doubleheader.
Ooh, I got to check that.
I think it was a doubleheader.
I got Fordham versus University of Pittsburgh, 1940 on TV.
I think NYU and Georgetown played.
Was it Big Tuesday on ESPN?
No, that was Big Monday.
Big Monday.
The Violets must have crushed the Hoyas.
Yeah.
1987, Chick Hearn, 2,000 career games for the LA Lakers as a broadcaster, very popular broadcaster.
Mm-hmm.
1999, Venus and Serena Williams became the first sisters to win WTA Tour events on the same day. And John Madden replaced blank on Monday Night Football, 2002. John Madden replaced blank Dennis Miller on Monday Night Football.
Oh.
I actually really like Miller on the show.
Tutankhamun.
Hey, babe. Cha-cha.
This offense is like the Tennessee Valley Authority. What? What are you talking about? Love the reference.
It's just they kept overthinking Monday Night Football. They kept trying to make it what it once was, and you could never. It was magic that you put that group together and you had Cosell in there, Dandy Don, Frank Gifford, and they kept, you know, for years trying to bring in Tony Kornheiser and then bring in Jaws and then bring in Dennis Miller. And then I could just get good games and get somebody who can call the action.
This offense reminds me of Vasco da Gama. What?
Waiting in line in the DMV.
Yeah. Amerigo Vespucci. Yeah. Todd, what did you learn today?
LeBron James is feared to be out several weeks with a foot injury.
Yeah, feared by ESPN to be out for a couple of weeks. Seton O'Connor.
Jalen Rose held Kobe under 100.
Yeah.
We've been looking at that all wrong.
Yeah. Marv?
Jalen said the power forward used to be powerful.
Yeah. Paulie?
Jalen Rose says, I'm famous.
Todd, what did I learn today?
Jalen Rose grew up in Detroit, played in Indiana, so of course he hated Michael Jordan.
Would you do everything it could to protect your family? Of course you would. That's why I recommend Simply Safe Home Security. Where's the music? Is it there? So claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off with SimplySafeDan.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe. Thanks for joining us. Our pleasure to serve you. Let's do it again tomorrow.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.